33, that I would have a lifetime to devote to the Lord. And so I wasn't really prepared to make that kind of a commitment. I said, well, you will be. And we talked about judicial philosophy in a very abstruse way. It was a philosophical discussion. And I was absolutely astonished at the breadth of this man's knowledge of legal principles and of the judicial process and of the respective roles of the three branches of government. And I must say, as an aside, I think he found it much more difficult as a member of the court, ultimately, to acknowledge the separate roles the three branches are to perform than he was able to articulate in our meeting. I say that without any disrespect for him. But that was a very enlightening discussion. And the intrigue for me was not so much sitting as a member of the Supreme Court, but rather working with colleagues like Talbot Smith and George Edwards, for whom I had an enormous respect, both of whom were my friends. Working with Gene Black, whom I knew and admired, but not as a friend. John Volcker, I had campaigned for, I had helped elect. So I knew him, but again, not as a friend. But George and Talbot, I regarded as giants. It seemed it would be great experience, great fun to work. So I said yes. But again, I didn't expect to be elected.
What then were the mechanics? Having agreed, and you're at the country club, and it's 9 or 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. What then was done? Did the governor call up Paul Weber, or remember how the word was disseminated?
I don't. He obviously worked through Paul to get the word out, and I frankly do remember the surprise of the legal community and political community. You know, I was nobody. I had no following. I had no recognition in the state, excepting only among lawyers, a fairly large number of lawyers in Michigan with whom I had worked as a lawyer.
Putting the reverse spin on it, did he offer any explanation of why, having once decided in favor of Adams, that he...
Never discussed the issue with him. He never told me, I never asked.
And he was called upon to explain in the public, and he did offer some little bit of explanation.
When was that?
Right after.
At the time of my appointment?
Yeah, I could show you some clips, I guess, if you're interested.
No, what did he say?
What he said was kind of odd. He said when he was pressed, the word apparently had filtered out somewhat, that this was likely to happen, that Adams was likely to be appointed. He was a logical boy. He's in the Upper Peninsula, mm-hmm. Attorney General, and all the rest.
Succeeding an Upper Peninsula justice.
Right. All this made political sense to a lot of people. And he had other credentials. He was a high order. And so he was, William did that. How come? You know, with a sort of a finger jabbing